Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Either you're in or out of politics, and I've chosen to be out. I mean, you can't be halfway. You know, and given the environment today with all the blogs and this, that, and the other, I mean, it's like, you know, I told, pretty unattractive metaphor, but I said, I crawled out of the swamp. I'm not crawling back in. And, you know, I'm interested in politics. I'm a supporter of Mitt Romney. I hope he does well. But, you know, he can do well without me.
That's George W. Bush saying he supports Mitt Romney and wishes him well, but he's out of politics, and Romney will have to do well without his help. Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Pretty interesting how that statement was made. Bill O'Reilly talks to analyst Charles Krauthammer, who says that if the election were held today, Mitt Romney would lose.
A poll from Marist College says 74% of registered voters under the age of 30 support President Obama. Just 20% are Romney people. Before we get to the Marist College poll, 2% of blacks support Romney. I think the number is 28% of Hispanics, 20% of under 30. Looks like the president's going to win in a landslide.
Well, not really. I think if you're going to compare the turnout, particularly among his strong constituencies, like African-Americans, like Hispanics, and like the young, it'll probably be depressed. Look, particularly, let's start with the young. You know, what do they know? That's why they're young. They don't have to know anything. They voted for Obama in Elway, and now we have about the same ratios. It's the older people who have wisdom. I mean, the young are the embodiment of the idea of hope over experience. And the older people, the ones over 60, particularly over 65, you know, remember that in 2008, they elected a charismatic conjurer who came out of nowhere, and he gave them 8% unemployment, the slowest recovery since the Second World War, and $5 trillion of debt. Well, that leaves a residue. People, the older people who were pro-Obama now have buyer's remorse. But there will be a lower turnout among the young, even though the ratio probably remains the same.
Yeah, it's not as trendy.
And that's because their unemployment, their unemployment is astronomical. And those who swooned in the aisles, some of them are going to stay home because they know the reality of what Obama has wrought.
Now, in job creation, this is interesting, 80% of the jobs created under President Obama have gone to men. Yet in the polls, single women support the president. And, you know, the president went on a big campaign to say that he's, you know, there's a war on women by the Republicans. And you look at the stats, and the Democratic Party hasn't done anything for American women. 80% of the jobs they created go to men. Yet that doesn't seep out. It doesn't seem to seep out into voting land.
Well, there are two factors. Number one, in the recession, men disproportionately lost jobs. It was women who actually did better in the drawdown, in the loss of jobs. So it's not surprising that there's a surplus of men who get jobs back, although this is a fairly surprisingly wide gap. But the second issue is that when talking about young women, remember, married women vote Republican. Traditionally, young women vote Democratic. And this is where the social issues, the free contraceptives, the idea of national health care, all of these things play in. And I think Obama campaign has played that very well. Look, his campaign is based on one idea. You go out and you try to seduce one ethnic or socioeconomic or gender constituency after another, because you can't run as a national candidate who's improved the country. So you go after African-Americans. For Hispanics, you do the Dream Act by executive order. For students, you cut their loan rates in half. For unions, you give them all kinds of goodies. And for women, you get them the free contraception. And the boogeyman of, if Republicans get control of the Supreme Court, they're going to somehow outlaw abortion. So all of these are traditional constituencies. That's where he wins. He cannot make the appeal, I'm the president of all Americans, and America is better off. If he does that, he loses.
If the election were held tomorrow, who would win?
Obama.
By a lot?
No, it'll be narrow. If he wins either now or November, in your hypothetical, it'll be a narrow win because he'll eke it out with these constituencies.
And why would he win?
If he loses,
why would he win tomorrow?
Because if you look at all the polls, the average is that you've got a two-point edge in the popular vote. It's almost inconceivable that you have that strong an excess in the overall vote and losing the electoral college.
Coming up, Romney's years at Bain Capital are continuing to cause him problems on the campaign trail. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Talk radio in review, and we stick to the presidential race for a while. Here's host Mike McConnell with political reporter Paul Green. They talk about Green's recent article taking Mitt Romney to task for his response to questions about his finances, his tax records, and his years at Bain Capital.
You had a piece in the Sun-Times on Saturday where you kind of take the Romney campaign to task. Take him out behind the woodshed, if you would.
I think the Romney campaign is now just getting beaten up on issues that are 10, 15 years old, and you're not running for, I call it a back to the future campaign. It seems to be working. There's more chit chat. There's more analysis of what Mitt Romney did back in the turn of this last century, 10, 12, 13 years ago, than what the president did in the last 3 years. When you run for reelection, as I say in the article, basic political science 101, anyone running for reelection, the number one issue will always be their record. How well they did, and the opponent's challenge is to say what they did wrong and how he or she would do better. That has not happened in this campaign. Basically, in the last several weeks, it's been all about what Mitt Romney did in a private business. Whether or not they're calling him that. Stephanie Cutter goes on television, one of the Obama hit people, says that he either lied or it's like he committed a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And, that kind of stuff, and they're getting away with it. It's brilliant campaigning.
Well, it's been my experience, whether it's at the presidential level, congressional level, it doesn't really matter, that Democrats are better at throwing bombs, and Republicans are only good at getting hit by them.
Except when Carol Rove runs the campaign.
Right, but they typically don't fight back well.
Well, I would say that if I was going to write a sequel to this, that I would think the Romney people need to totally upgrade their campaign organization ASAP. If that means getting Carol Rove at an exorbitant price, it just may be worth it, because the people that they put on television often hurt more than they help. They have very weak people, especially compared to the two Davids, Axelrod and Plouffe and Messina. And then if you saw our mayor on Stephanopoulos on Sunday, Rahm Emanuel, I mean, I think they needed a water hose because fire was coming out of his mouth, just basically attacking Romney and typical Mayor Emanuel style. At the end, he says, "Will you stop whining?" I mean, this is Chicago stuff. You don't whine when you're in politics. You either fight back or you give up. And I think that's one of the problems that the Romney campaign has. They seem incapable of fighting back.
But and others have been making this point, and other Republicans too, mm-hmm. saying this campaign is just it's amateurish from the top on down.
Not surprising.
Yes, his people are who? Are they long time?
I would assume he got Gillespie back from the Bush thing, but I think they got a little overconfident, because when they ran in the primary, they clearly had the best organization. They clearly were the most focused, but they were running against, and I say this to all my Republican friends, only with love. He was running against the Seven Dwarfs. I mean, these weren't any real political people. I mean, Perry, Kane, Gingrich, Santorum, Ron Paul. I mean, now those are double-A ball players at best. He's now in the majors, and he needs some major league pitching to stand up to the two Davids and that political machine that's down the block here. I mean, these guys are out to win, and they're always on the attack. And if he sits back there and starts crying, "They're just picking on me," that's not going to win him support among those crucial voters in those battleground states.
Now, let's listen to some talk radio caller action here. Many of you weighing in on whether Mitt Romney and his time at Bain Capital is an issue or not.
Obviously, Mitt Romney, is positioning himself as the businessman, the one that knows the economy. So it is fair game to really, dissect what Bain Capital really was all about, and it was not about creating jobs. It was about making people wealthy, and that's it. And the bottom line is, the people that are creating jobs. It's not like you open up a restaurant or a chain of grocery stores that really created real jobs. They just go into companies, they find companies that are in distress. They take them over. They load them up. They load them up with debt. They write it off. The taxpayers pay for it. They walk away with hundreds of millions of dollars. Obama simply doesn't know how business works. That's the meaning of this story. He's completely over his head when it comes to anything having to do with the economy. He's just a stark ideologue. What would you expect from a man whose only experience is as a community organizer? He's such an amateur, and that's what Bill Clinton called him.
Romney is paid for by those rich men. He's rich as hell. He don't care about us, and he never will.
I don't like Bain Capital. I think they're really destructive for the economy, and I think it's a bad idea to have them involved in government. But I think it's also hypocritical for President Obama to attack Mitt Romney over it, because President Obama just recently appointed Jeffrey Zients from Bain Capital. In fact, he's appointed him three different times. He appointed him to the Office of Management and Budget twice, and he's also created a new office for him, the United States Chief Performance Officer. That's Jeffrey Zients of Bain's Capital. Now, so Obama is attacking Mitt Romney over it, yet he has appointed the brains of Bain's again and again. Bain's is a terrible thing, and neither Romney nor Obama should be involved with it. It's outrageous.
Up next, let's move off of this and get into the discussion of Obamacare. That's next on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk media are what we talk about here. They are the items that drive discussion on a lot of these great news talk radio stations with the great hosts like Tom Rotan talking to Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito about the latest on the move to repeal the president's health care plan.
A lot of people are going to be paying more taxes with Obamacare. In fact, it is a tax, according to John Roberts and the U.S. Supreme Court. I want to get your reaction here to the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare.
Well, I was surprised. I did not. I thought it appeared, and most of the arguing was that it would lean towards saying that it's a mandate, and you can't mandate that individuals purchase a product, but John Roberts made the decision that it was a tax. I think it looks like it was pretty much his singular decision on that one. And so now the president has to defend the largest tax hike in American history, probably. And I think that people are still very dissatisfied. They don't want to see the government between their doctor and their patient and on their health care issues. And so we're going to keep fighting it. But the election is what's going to be the pivotal moment. And I think people need to look at their health care plans and see what they think's coming with the $500 billion cut to Medicare and make those decisions.
Yeah. And do you think that, I mean, obviously the House has voted several times now to repeal Obamacare. Do you think that that after the election that Republicans will have the numbers and, you know, obviously it depends on the presidential election to repeal this thing?
Well, I think that in the House, you know, there's no question, I think, that we'll probably keep the majority. Republicans will. I think the Senate, I don't have confidence that they can we can get to the 60 threshold. But I think there's some changes that can be done in the health care law by just getting to 50 or 51. So I think that's real, real possible. In terms of the president, I'd say it's up in the air. I think it's always difficult to defeat an incumbent president. We know that. You know, you've got to look at the policies and where we are now and where we were 3.5 years ago, and we're stuck in the mud.
Absolutely.
And that to me is the bottom line. There's no job growth. There's no economic growth. There's no confidence. And we're really in, I think, a very stagnant situation.
Here's host Rebecca Marshall, with healthcare expert Garrett Fenton about how Obamacare may change things for you if you're an average American worker.
If I'm already covered with my company, will that mean my premiums will go up? I mean, what's it going to look like?
That's a great question. That's something that's really on a lot of people's minds as well, is how is it going to affect your premiums? How is it going to affect your current employer-sponsored coverage? There are a number of employees or employers that I'm personally aware of that they are thinking of moving away from the current model, which most people get their health coverage through their employers, sort of moving away from that model and moving more toward the model of encouraging their employees to go buy their own coverage on these exchanges. Now that there's going to be this greater access to all these types of health insurance plans, they can send their employees off to the exchange where they can get covered with no pre-existing condition exclusions that can't be denied. And the employer might set up, you know, a fund where they could essentially give each employee X amount of dollars that they could use to then go buy their own coverage.
Like, you'll make $10,000 more a year, but you got to get your own health care.
Right, exactly. Or there might be a separate fund set up specifically for the purpose of, you know, purchasing your own health care.
When we hear mandatory health care coverage, we think, okay, everybody has to get it. And clearly not everybody's going to be able to afford it. So that always comes on the shoulders of people who can't afford it. We'll have to start ponying up more, though, to cover that. Is that going to happen?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, the individual mandate itself that requires people to purchase coverage, it doesn't apply, or at least the penalty for not buying coverage doesn't apply to people who make below a certain level of income. So sort of lower-income individuals won't be subject to that penalty if they don't buy coverage.
One of the things that you and I talked about was the pre-existing condition, because now that they healthcare providers can't say, sorry, you have cancer, we can't cover you.
As controversial or as politically charged as this legislation is, there are a number of provisions in there that really people on both sides of the aisle like, a lot of non-controversial provisions, things like, you know, as you mentioned, the pre-existing condition exclusions that can no longer be imposed, people being able to keep their children on their insurance plans until they're 26 years old, no annual and lifetime dollar limits that can be imposed now. Your insurance company can't say, oh, you've already hit X number of dollars this year, so you no longer have coverage.
All right, let's spend a little more time now on the Martin Zimmerman case. And this week we cover it on the Countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where our attention now goes to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. Here's Talk Host Outlaw Dave with a focus on the odd character assassination campaign that seems to be being waged against Mr. Zimmerman.
Did you read this about Zimmerman? Now there is, I guess, a campaign of character assassination. Or, one might say, lurid details from his past that have no bearing on the case, but in fact will be dredged up and dissected by the 24-hour news media. There is now, I guess, an interview that was done by investigators as it related to George Zimmerman, the man that shot and killed Trayvon Martin, in an alleged case of self-defense. Some would say that it was a vigilante looking to gun down somebody, anybody, and then with the accusations of racism, specifically a black person. Well, the way the article read, headline is, "Woman claims Zimmerman molested her as a child." Oh, my God. And this goes back to, of course, Journalism 101. And I, you know, and it's obviously meant to be inflammatory. And I'm not saying in any way the story that I'm about to read to you is any less disturbing, any accusation of sexual assault, molestation, or any sort of predatory behavior is reprehensible. In any instance where somebody exerts their will or their desires on another human being, it is wrong. But, again, that being said, the headline is deceiving. Woman claims Zimmerman molested her as a child. In fact, I think the way the story reads, he himself was a child. I think he was 8, she was 6. and there was groping and kissing, and they were related, I believe. But then, as one delves into the story a little bit further, this happened. Well, how old is Zimmerman? Is he 28? I think he's 28, right. He's 28. This happened when he was 8. She claims it took place over 10 years, beginning when he was 8. So, according to her, this ended 10 years ago. The prosecutors had this evidence from an interview done by the police in West Palm Beach. Interview done nearly a month after the February shooting. And in fact, it was, according to Zimmerman's attorney, an uncorroborated, irrelevant series of statements.
Here's radio man Michael Graham talking about the recent release of statements accusing Mr. Zimmerman of molestation and racism, and whether it's even possible for Zimmerman to get a fair trial anywhere.
None of this would be entered in court. None of this is testimony for court. This is a woman who just showed up and said, I want to get George Zimmerman. Let me tell you about George Zimmerman. I don't like him, and I'm going to tell you why I don't like him. Did you see the shooting? Did you know Trayvon? Nothing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let your judgment as to whether or not you can take this woman's word lie on this. She's asked, well, did you hear somebody say something racist? Surely, if everybody knew they were racist, then, but you never saw George do anything, heard anything, surely something racist must have happened, ma'am.
His mother protested it very loud in that I was working at. Somebody was talking about Obama, and I said, oh, yeah, did you hear about that? And she asked, what? And I said, something to do with Obama, and, you know, we were talking about it. And she said, I don't like Obama. I said, why not? You know, just thinking she was joking. And she said, because he's black. I am a racist.
Let me tell you something. David Duke doesn't go around saying, I don't like Obama because I'm a racist. The new Black Panther Party doesn't go around saying, we hate whitey because we're racist. Nobody says, I do X, Y, Z because I'm a racist. Nobody, even racist, the most racist doesn't say that. And this is why it scares me to watch what's happened in the Zimmerman case. This is why I just keep thinking, here's this guy who, you know, definitely not a perfect guy. I've never, ever said a word to defend George Zimmerman as a guy. All I've been trying to do is make sure that before he gets lynched, that we all acknowledge that that's what we're doing with the rope. The reason why we have the rope and we're standing under the tree is because George Zimmerman is getting lynched. That's what's happening. And I just want to make sure, I'm just trying to slow us down. I've never said he was innocent. I don't know what happened that night. All I can tell you is for sure is he is not guilty of second-degree murder. He absolutely is not guilty of second-degree murder because of the evidence that's available. This is a ridiculous charge. And I kept wondering, why is the prosecutor pushing this? Why not, you know, charge him with manslaughter, something that you can prove, and now we know why. It's an obvious shadow, but she was planning all along to release this tape. Once she had this tape, she knew. It didn't matter what the facts were. She knew it didn't matter how we got shot or whatever. All she has to do is this tape. His lawyer right now is going, what deal can we cut? How can we cut a deal? Because you will never get a fair trial with crap like this out in the jury pool.
Speaking of fair trials, the Penn State scandal. More on that on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a moment.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
First engagement was really a memorable one for me, and he thought he was pretty good. And it was nip and tuck there for a while. We turned for each other's tail, and I ended up behind him again. This time I put the pipper on the tailpipe and fired, and it was beautiful. Hits all the way up the tailpipe and up the right side of the airplane to the cockpit. But that's one of the few real round-and-round dogfights that you get in, that we got into. Most of our victories were, very frankly, getting behind a MiG pilot who wasn't very good and shooting him out of the sky.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Well, speaking of fair trials, do you think we're trying Joe Paterno at Penn State? Here's host Jim Polito talking to legal analyst Greg Gianforcaro about financial punishments for Penn State as well as a possible NCAA ban.
They may as well just invite all of the victims to the bursar's office at Penn State and open up the checkbook. Because my opinion is if this goes to trial, there's going to be punitive damages assigned by a court. Do you agree?
I do. And I think under the circumstances, I think they've got to work with the victims' attorneys and just try and resolve this as quickly and as quietly as possible. Because this only to really lash out against these victims legally will only make the situation worse.
The punitive damages, can you, I was trying to explain it earlier, but you really are the expert. That's when a court feels not only are you going to pay for the damages to the individuals who were harmed, we're going to teach you a lesson. Isn't that what a jury can do with punitive damages?
That's exactly right. In other words, instead of just trying to make the victim whole, because, and that they're called compensatory damages, we're going to send a message to prevent this kind of conduct from ever reoccurring. Because it was so chilling that we want no one to ever do this again, and we want to send a message. And that's what punitive damages are all about. And that's very possible here under these circumstances. Absolutely, Jim.
Attorney Gianforcaro, could they ask for something else? We're learning that the NCAA, so far, you know, the word is, well, we don't see anything here that was really a violation of the charter of the NCAA. I mean, talk about you need to grow a pair, guys. Do you really want, I mean, could a victim with their attorney say, look, withdraw from the NCAA program for 5 years? Could they make that one of the conditions of their settlement with the university?
Ethically, I mean, it would, an attorney would be in a very difficult position to ask for that kind of relief because, in essence, that really doesn't compensate the client.
Okay.
But what the NCAA will do, who knows? I mean, you've got to understand, and I'm sure you do. I know you do, Jim. Laws were broken here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, you've got the Clery Act, which requires, when you know about this kind of situation in Pennsylvania, to come out and go to the authorities. And we've got not just four men, but we've got four of the top administrators at this school, a school that pledged to always do the right thing, doing the wrong thing. and being complicit, and as a result, children were hurt, sexually abused. I mean, there's no defense to that.
Here are hosts Gary Allen and Steve Kelly talking to sports attorney Don Peterson. Peterson says if Joe Paterno were still alive, there's a good chance he'd go to jail.
Somebody's going to get rich off this, right?
Well, yeah, the victims will, but I'm not sure that it's a fair price. It's something they'll never forget.
Absolutely. You know, and Joe Paterno, one of the greatest football coaches in college football history, and look at his name now just tarnished because he looked the other way.
Well, and he always tried to run a program that he said was different than the others. But apparently it wasn't, at least not for many years.
I'm seeing now that Nike president Mark Parker has taken his name off the Joe Paterno Child Development Center, which is on their grounds. If he were still alive, could he face charges?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, he covered up. It could be conspiracy. There's all kinds of charges that could be filed. He could face the same charges that the former athletic director, Mr. Curley, is facing, mm-hmm. and that the president may ultimately face.
All right, Don, now that this report has been released, people have read it, where do they go from here?
Who do you mean by they?
University officials, trustees.
If I were running that university, I would clean house. Everybody would be gone, including some of the Board of Trustee members who apparently had knowledge of it. I would bring in somebody outside, like a Judge Free who wrote the report, to just come in and give them, you know, how are we going to clean house? Anybody who touched this is irreversibly stained.
Go ahead, Don.
No, and it appears that far more than we originally thought had touched it.
Do we have any idea the scale at which this university will try to settle?
Oh, I can't believe they go to court. I mean, and I don't know how much money they have, but they don't want to go to court because the plaintiffs would be able to, you know, conduct discovery and dig around all their books and their records and do all kinds of things the university doesn't want done.
What about the NCAA now? I mean, there's talk that maybe they're going to step in, suspend the football program for a year, possibly 2 years. I mean, is that fair to those athletes?
I don't think so. I mean, you hear the same argument made when athletes are punished for what their previous coach did or something. But this is, I mean, the NCAA is charged with maintaining, you know, academic integrity of its participants, and with ensuring an even playing field. And this crime, as horrific as it is, didn't it address either of those.
Talk host David Serrata and Michael Brown with a focus on the new information released in last week's report on the investigations done by Louis Free at Penn State.
Here's what we now know from the Free report about what happened at Penn State football. New details. Its conclusion, the report, was that those in positions of power at Penn State showed a total disregard for the safety of vulnerable children. That's a direct quote. We didn't know that there was evidence that Coach Joe Paterno knew about formal allegations against Jerry Sandusky as far back as 1998, 4 years before his assistant coach walked in on Sandusky raping an 11-year-old boy in the Penn State showers and then reported it to the coach. A supposedly shocked Paterno told a Washington Post reporter before his death that he didn't know what to do upon hearing the story because he, quote, never heard of rape and a man. We didn't know before this report that when Sandusky was forced into retirement in 1999, he received, in Louis Free's word, quote, an unusual lump sum payment of $168,000, as well as full use of team facilities. We didn't know that Paterno, well aware of every allegation, wanted Sandusky in 1999 to stay as volunteer position director for Positive Action Youth, that is working with kids. We didn't know that Sandusky had the gall to ask the school to open in his name a football camp for boys. And most criminally, we didn't know, according to Louis Free, that in 2001, Schultz and Curley agreed to go to authorities but changed their mind after the assistant coach Curley discussed their plan with Joe Paterno. At one point, the university president said that if Sandusky quietly sought help, they'd turn a blind eye. Here's Louis Free's comment, quote, our most saddening and sobering finding is that the total disregard for the safety and welfare of Sandusky's child victims was ignored. The most powerful men at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years to protect the children who Sandusky victimized. Now the question is, should, along with prosecutions, because there are laws about what you have to disclose to authorities when you hear things, the big question for the football world is whether the Penn State football team, which generates so much money for that university, should be given the so-called death penalty. That is, goodbye, you can't play football for a number of years.
Up next, let's converse about the Summer Olympics, which start next week. But we'll start the conversation about it next here on The Countdown.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the talk radio world and the Summer Olympics on people's minds, both on sports talk radio and general talk radio. Here's host Keith Larson talking about the controversy, those uniforms. My God, can we get off of that? No, not yet.
Now there's a company, American Apparel, says it could have new uniforms for the U.S. Olympians in 7 days. And so, I mean, is this a thing? Is this... I know this is one of these things that's going to, like, feel. You know, it's going to feel because it's going to yank your, you know, America first, buy America, patriotic kind of, and especially because it's Chinese. It's China. But if we're this upset about Chinese stuff, why aren't people more upset about the debt? China owns us. What difference does it make if we're wearing their clothes? What difference does it make? They own us. Us! The actual us. They own us.
We're wearing the collar. Why not?
Well, what's the difference at this point if we put on their shirts? I mean, what is the... And this is what GovCo's screaming about? But has it been resolved? Or, I mean, so the U.S. Olympic team is still going to wear clothes made in China. And has Walter Jones jumped into this at all? Freedom Fries? And, you know, I like Walter Jones on so many fronts, but that Freedom Fries thing was not his finest moment. And, of course, he told us that years later, that he kind of... Looking back, Freedom Fries, not his most shining moment. But, I mean, isn't that just so us, though? That's just so us. We've been giving the jobs away for decades. We've been passing the NAFTAs and the CAFTAs and the permanently normal trade relationses and all of this kind of stuff. We've been
racking up the debt, selling ourselves to China and other countries like crazy for the last 20 years, especially for the last 10. Everybody, it really is it doesn't mean you have to have a globalist view in the sense of like Rupert Murdoch is a globalist. It doesn't mean you have to have a globalist view of all things policy-wise, but yeah, it's a global economy. I mean, we're wearing stuff and driving stuff and making, you know, we're wearing the stuff they make and they're wearing stuff somebody else makes and they're using other stuff that we make or used to make. It's all around. On the one hand, it's just all over. The money for everything is flying all around. But this we decide to get upset and start screaming about. The Olympic uniforms, all of a sudden somebody notices.
Here's what some of you who have called various programs that we monitor had to say about the news that the athletes are going to be wearing those uniforms made in China.
I don't know why these politicians are faking this outrage. I've been going to VA hospital for 12 years. All the clothing and stuff that you buy at the VA there and at the PXs in the military post are made in Indonesia and China. It's been like that since Reagan was president. So, and they, all the politicians know full well where the stuff is made. And they're just, this is just a phony outrage, like this is all a surprise, and they didn't know anything about it. And it's been going on for years, and it's just, they're just hypocrites. I'm just shocked that they'd try to fool the people like that.
I'd like to say before everybody starts beating up on Ralph Lauren, he's been a big supporter of a charter school in East Harlem, which the school really appreciates all his donations. But besides that, I know Ralph Lauren has a very American type of promotion that he does to sell his clothes, so probably that's why he was selected. All his promotion used to talk about the fact that his clothes are very American, built for the American body. But it's a global economy. We don't want to pull the rug in, you know, just because a few things are made overseas. Everybody has to eat, even in China.
I just spent a great deal of time this past 2 weeks watching part of the 80 hours where the House of Representatives tried to repeal Obamacare for the third time. And I'm confident that I saw some suits at the podium that were made by Armani, British, and Hong Kong tailors. And I'm just like to point out the hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and those. And I have an idea to help rebuild the garment industry here in the United States. Since there's only 45 working days left in this congressional session, the next time one of your members of Congress comes to your town for a town hall meeting, simply ask them to slip off the coat and see what the label inside their shirt and their jacket says.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show has its own section on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Why don't you check it out?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.